To what lengths do you go to protect your way of life? If someone challenged you or confronted sin in your life, how defensive would you become? How fiercely would you guard your sin? You see, lots of people are fine with the idea of a Savior until it comes to their submission to Him as King. And at that point, they will do all that they can to protect their own kingdom. Look with me at Matthew chapter 2 and what it says in verse 2. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who's been born the King of the Jews?" When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Someone once said of Herod that it was better to be a pig in Herod's kingdom than his son. Herod was a fiercely jealous and suspicious man who would do anything to protect his own control, authority, and sense of pride and power. So obsessed with himself that he killed his own brother-in-law, mother-in-law, his own wife, and his three sons because he saw them as threats to his own kingdom. So Herod gathers up the wise men who have come into the city, and notice what he asks them. He says, "At what time did you see this star?" In other words, how long ago did you see this star that prompted your journey? Well, what was Herod doing? He was determining the present day age of this one born King of the Jews. We might understand why Herod would want to know where Jesus was born. Perhaps he wants to worship him too. At least that's what he tells the wise men. But why is he concerned about Jesus' age? When you read verse 16, it all makes sense. He wanted to know the child's age so he would know whom to kill to ensure that this child king would be killed as well, so that there would be no threat to Herod's kingdom. Herod was a man who killed in order to keep his kingdom and his throne intact. Jesus is a king who dies to keep his throne. Well, you might not be as cold-blooded as Herod, but do you see what's going on? Herod's kingdom is being challenged, and he does everything he can to protect his rule. And the question is, when Jesus challenges and confronts the way you live your life, through the Holy Spirit or through His Word, what lengths do you go through to retain your rule? Some of you may sneer and shake your fist at God and say, "I am the captain of my own fate." Some of you may respect Christian things like Christmas, but do you relinquish control to Christ? People are all for the message of a Savior until it comes time for submission. All of us are born with this Herod complex. You see, Christmas time is another reminder, not necessarily that just a baby was born, but that a king was sent to the earth, and his kingdom confronts and challenges every other kingdom. Who is truly your king, and in whose kingdom do you live? As you pray today, please remember Angel de Jesus, our national changemaker missionary in Puerto Rico. And also remember the Hausa LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.